Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imamc.org for Thursday, November 12, 2015. An injured Palestinian man killed by Israeli soldiers in his hospital room in the West Bank, and in Gaza, soldiers target farmers. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian man was killed, his seriously wounded cousin was kidnapped by undercover Israeli soldiers on Thursday at dawn, who invaded the Al-Ahli Hospital in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Abdullah Azzam Shalalda, 28 years of age, from Sa'ir town near Hebron, was injured by a live round fired by Israeli settlers in Hebron earlier this week. Abdullah was killed and his cousin was injured in the chest when undercover soldiers opened fire at them in the surgery ward where Abdullah was being treated from his previous wounds. The Israeli army confirmed that the soldiers, Shin Bet security officers and border police officers carried out the deadly invasion into the hospital. Palestinian Health Minister Dr. Jawad Awad has reported that the Thursday Israeli assassination of Abdullah Azzam Shalalda in Hebron Governmental Hospital brings the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli army fire since October 1st to 83. He said that the execution of Shalalda in a hospital on the hands of undercover Israeli soldiers is a clear proof that Israel is escalating its crimes and it's deliberately violating international law and all related human rights treaties with complete impunity. Staying in Hebron City, the Israeli army surrounded on Thursday morning the International Solidarity Movement headquarters in Hebron and started battering the door down and yelled through windows, threatening to arrest everyone if they didn't leave. The Israeli army had prevented the Solidarity activists from entering the house for a week, and Wednesday was the first day that they regained access to the house. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Thursday at dawn 15 Palestinians during military invasions and searches of dozens of homes in different parts of the occupied West Bank. Seven of the kidnapped between the ages of 15 and 17 are from Hebron City. Moreover, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded on Thursday morning the Hamsa area in the Jordan Valley in the West Bank plains and displaced 13 Bedouin Palestinian families to conduct military trainings. In Gaza, Israeli soldiers stationed across the border fence fired dozens of rounds of live ammunition on Palestinian farmers working their lands close to the border fence east of Deir al-Balah in central Gaza. Eyewitnesses said that soldiers, some on military towers and others in armored vehicles, fired dozens of live rounds and smoke bombs at farmers in their own lands, causing damage but no injuries. The farmers left their land fearing additional Israeli military escalation. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was a Thursday, November 12, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imamc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bandura.